Happens a lot when a smell just starts getting more and more whiffy in the car and you've got to go on the search for whatever is emitting that disgusting odour. And that happened to me yesterday. I got in the car, I'm like, oh God, no, it's gotten to the point where I've got to look. And I finally went underneath, like dove under the passenger seat, found
You boldly went where no woman has been before.
Never wants to go anyway. And I pulled out this baseball cap that had completely gone mouldy. So I don't know what kind of sweat I'm sweating, but this mould had really taken over.
Gabby sweats blue cheese.
Maybe
when
I
she
do.
Does car soil. We found a mouldy chicken nugget in the back of the car that my daughter had discarded. But I do remember one Christmas too, it was like a practical joke. My Uncle Kenny wrapped up the prawn shells.
No.
And he put them under the seat in my dad's ute.
No.
And I think it was only like the day after Boxing Day. Dad's like, what is wrong? And yeah, finds the prawn shells.
That smell would stick around. Yuck!
Oh, that's not even a practical joke. That's just mean.
It's just mean.
But 13, 12, 16 calls coming through. Donna's here right now. Grosser the better. Donna, what did you find in your car?
I've got kind of two stories. So for a couple of days, we get into my partner's car and each day that smell's getting progressively worse. Mm-hmm. I open up the passenger door and I go, this is foul. Found in like where the door opens up and meets the car, there's a dead tree frog. Pretty terrible, but yes.
Oh, God.
Decomposing frog, that would be disgusting.
Frogs, if you get close to a frog, they're kind of whiffy when they're alive. But when they're dead, that's negligible. Just quickly, what was the other one? Don't give us the story, just give us the thing, because we've got lots of calls coming through.
Yeah, we had a rat come out from under the hood of our car. We were driving on the highway and just popped out of the bonnet. So, yeah.
Donnie, your car has more wildlife in it than Billabong Sanctuary. That's nuts. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Yeah, hi, it's Sandy. How are you?
Good, Sandy. What'd you find in your car?
Okay, it was a long time ago and the smell got worse and worse and smelled like it was something dead. End up having to take the door insert off the car door and found a dead frog in the bottom of the door.
What is going on with all these frogs?
Why is a frog going into a car? I thought frogs, Sandy, generally gravitate to wet areas.
No, you know, you'll be surprised how many you find inside the seal of your door or your hatch and things like that if your seals aren't good. And it was an older car, and he's got in there and obviously found a little hole somewhere and wiggled in between the door insert, and poor thing died in the bottom of the door.
My brother, guys, has a genuine phobia of frogs. He is petrified of them. So I'd imagine he'd be streaming the show right now, getting ready to see his car.
He's already
on fire.
Pulled his car apart. What are you talking about?
The car's lit, mate. He's burned it up. Gross. 13, 12, 16. Calls still coming through. Hit 103.1. Who's this? Hey, is that Estelle? Estelle, thanks, mate. Yeah. What did you find in your car, real quick?
I didn't find it. I still got it in my car.
Oh, what is it?
It's a moldy banana.
A moldy banana, man. And you haven't got rid of it?
No, I still stare at it every day.
How can you even live with that smell?
I don't know.
I'm glad you're...
I feel like a smoothie, so I just smell it.
You're a lot of giggling. You're clearly in trouble.